Son, never stop learning.
A 6-meter Nile flood once decided whether scribes would eat or starve. Think of the grain tallies carved on temple walls. The Greek historian Herodotus called Egypt a gift of the river. That claim still holds because the annual inundation, rising from June to September, left behind the silt that fed wheat and barley. The flood forced a calendar into existence. Egyptians divided the year into Akhet, Pered, and Shemu, three seasons locked to the river's behavior. They watched the heliacal rising of Sirius to mark the new year. Nilometers measured the water height so officials could forecast taxes before the first seed touched the soil. Your posture while listening earns a B- Ahmed. Sit up. The river also acted as a highway. Currents carried boats south, while steady north winds pushed them back upstream. That two-way traffic stitched Upper and Lower Egypt into one taxable realm. Without it, scattered villages would have stayed scattered. Bureaucracy followed the grain barges. Irrigation canals spread the water farther than the floodplain alone allowed. Surplus grain paid for scribes, soldiers, and pyramid crews. When the flood dipped below 6 meters, the same system that built monuments could not feed the workforce. Pharaohs learned quickly that divine authority rested on a ruler's stick. Between roughly 3150 and 3000 BCE, the Nile's predictable floods and north-to-south transport corridor helped turn scattered farming communities into a unified kingdom associated with Namo, because surplus grain required taxation, bureaucracy, and royal coordination.